Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Ramadan, Awakening the Thinking Islamic Personality. Ramadan is not merely a month of fasting, rituals, and personal reflection. It is a month that historically awakened minds, reshaped societies, and transformed the course of humanity. The Quran was revealed in Ramadan as a guidance for mankind, not only to purify individual hearts, but to reconstruct life itself upon divine guidance. For this reason, Ramadan calls Muslims to something far deeper than spiritual routine. It calls us to think, to evaluate reality, and to consciously work for change. One of the most critical problems facing Muslims today is not a lack of faith, nor a lack of religious practice, but the presence of idle minds that have become accustomed to the status quo. Many Muslims believe in Islam, pray, fast, and perform acts of worship, yet live within systems, values, and realities that contradict their aqidah. This contradiction does not usually arise from rejection of Islam, but from a gradual separation between belief and conduct. When aqidah remains confined to personal rituals, while everyday decisions are shaped by fear, comfort, culture, or circumstance, the Islamic personality becomes fragmented. Islam does not accept passive acceptance of reality. It does not cultivate personalities that simply adapt to injustice, decay, or corruption. Rather, Islam forms thinkers, people who view reality through their aqidah, not the other way around. A Muslim is required to access the world consciously, to understand causes and consequences, and to measure situations according to the commands of Allah. This active thinking is the foundation of real change. The Islamic personality, Shakhsiyya Islamiyya, is formed when thoughts and inclinations both stem from the Islamic aqidah. However, gaps often appear in conduct. A Muslim may sincerely believe in Islam, yet act in ways that contradict it. This happens when one fails to connect concepts to aqidah, becomes influenced by shaitan, or allows perceived personal interest to override divine guidance. Such moments do not remove a person from Islam, but they expose weakness in commitment and awareness. They reveal a personality that has not fully integrated belief with action. This is why thinking is essential. Without conscious thought, Muslims begin to drift. Reality starts to dictate behavior. Social norms become preference points. Comfort replaces responsibility. Over time, this produces a community that practices Islam privately while surrendering public life to man-made systems. The result is stagnation. Hearts may remain attached to faith, but minds are resigned to existing structures. Islam demands more. It obliges Muslims to think about change. This means refusing to normalize oppression, injustice, or moral decay. It means questioning why the Ummah lives under foreign laws, economic exploitation, and political domination. It means recognizing that poverty, war, fractured families, and spiritual emptiness are not random occurrences, but outcomes of systems that contradict divine guidance. A thinking Muslim does not merely react emotionally to suffering. Rather, they seek to understand root causes. They ask why Muslim lands are divided, why values are eroded, why identity is weakened, and why Islam has been reduced to private worship. They understand that Islam was revealed to organize life comprehensively, politically, socially, economically, and morally. Therefore, they refuse to accept partial Islam. Ramadan provides a unique opportunity to restore this consciousness. As physical desires are restrained, mental clarity increases. As Quran is recited, perspectives shift. As nights are spent in worship, attachment to the world weakens. This spiritual environment prepares Muslims to reassess their priorities and reconnect their lives to aqidah. True change begins when Muslims stop seeing themselves as isolated individuals and recognize their collective responsibility. Islam did not come to produce scattered believers focused solely on personal salvation. It came to build a unified ummah that carries a message to humanity. Every Muslim, including every Muslim woman, is a part of this responsibility. Mothers shape generations. Sisters influence families and communities. Women are not peripheral to change. They are central in nurturing conscious, principled personalities. Developing a thinking Islamic personality requires discipline. It requires learning Islam as a system, not merely as rituals. It requires awareness of world affairs and how global powers shape Muslim realities. It requires courage to challenge dominant narratives and patience to remain steadfast. Above all, it requires sincerity, a willingness to submit fully to Allah in personal life and societal vision. When Muslims think from aqidah, creed, their priorities change. Success is no longer defined by wealth or status, but by obedience to Allah. Fear of people diminishes, while consciousness of accountability before Allah increases. Life becomes purposeful and struggle becomes meaningful. Ramadan reminds us that Islam once transformed the world because Muslims thought deeply, acted collectively, and lived their aqidah openly. The same potential exists today, but it begins with rejecting idle minds. It begins with reconnecting belief to behavior. It begins with Muslims who think. Through such personalities, Allah brings real change, not cosmetic reform, but comprehensive transformation. May this Ramadan be a turning point where hearts soften, minds awaken, and Muslims rediscover their role in carrying Islam as a complete way of life. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yasmin Malik, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.